To quickly improve the quality of your thinking, change the questions that you ask yourself in your mind throughout the day. You might have a voice, a narrative that's going on constantly, and it's triggered from questions that you ask yourself subconsciously without even realizing, typically on autopilot. Maybe it goes something along the lines of, how do I look? Do other people like me? What do they think of me? What are they saying behind my back? Why do I keep messing up? Why am I failing at this or that or the other thing? And when you have a narrative that looks like that, that sounds like that, it becomes really difficult to perform well, to be happy, to accomplish your goals, because you're in your own way, you're blocking yourself. If you ask the wrong questions, you will get the wrong answers. It doesn't matter how you try to talk yourself out of it or how much you try to spin or twist your response to overcome yourself, because you've already set yourself up for failure. Instead, simply shift the whole frame by changing the quality of the questions you run, and all of a sudden it becomes way easier to feel good and to do well. Instead of a question like, why do I keep failing, or what am I doing wrong, ask yourself, how can I do this in a better way, a more constructive way that's more likely to help me get the results that I want? Let's say you're having a conversation with somebody and it just feels like you can't influence them. They just keep going against you and they disagree with everything you say. You could ask yourself, why is this person such an asshole? Or why can't I seem to convince them? Rather, what would be much more powerful and shift the opportunity in your favor is if you asked something along the lines of, hey, how can I influence this person? What button can I push? You know, what question can I ask? What thing can I shift in the frame that will help make it easier for me to convey my point and help them understand? It's all about shifting the perspective, or really changing the way that someone thinks about what you're trying to deliver, the content that you're trying to put across, rather than using more brute force or trying to impose your opinion on them. But the same principle applies in everything that you do. If you feel like you're not getting the financial level of success that you want, or if your mental well-being isn't at the level that you'd like it to be, if you're not happy and enjoying every single day, then instead of asking, oh, what's wrong with me? Why am I not happy? It would be much better to ask a question like, hey, what can I do to be a little bit happier every single day? What are the small things that I could do that would help me build momentum in this area? Same thing for finances. If you ask yourself, why am I broke? The answers that you're going to come up with are pretty damn bad. They're poor, and they're going to create more of the same situation. Rather, ask yourself, how can I start to, you know, maybe just save 10% a week, or, you know, start to invest maybe 30% of my total earnings per month in a portfolio of vehicles that will appreciate in value over time and help me reach financial freedom eventually. You could be even more aggressive and say, how could I lift my income to double or triple of what it is right now? Because guess what? There is a way. There are people making way more than what you're making, of course, and you can do it too. I know that from my own experience. I used to think working a normal job was the only way to survive, and then I started asking some different questions like, well, how can I build a business around my passion? Or how can I live a life that I'm really happy with? And before you know it, I went from making barely minimum wage to making millions. It all came from shifting my perspective, shifting my attitude, and changing the quality of questions, just like I'm trying to get you to do right now, so that you begin to look for something different. It's shifting your reticular activation system. Your mind all of a sudden gets focused on something completely different, and that's what leads to new opportunity. It's unlikely that you really comprehend and understand the full power of this. Whatever you think about and however you use and phrase your thoughts, it determines everything. It determines the quality of your life, it determines your happiness, and it leads to really all of the things that you want if it's applied correctly. And if it's not applied correctly, you're going to get things that you don't want, and you will be unhappy and unsatisfied. Also, I want to let you know that if you want to improve the quality of your thinking, if you want to raise and improve every area of your life, then I invite you to jump on a one-on-one call with me to see if we're a good fit for coaching. If you'd like to take me up on it, just hop over to eraphael.com, and over there you can book a one-on-one session with me. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit, and if so, I'll be coaching you and holding you accountable every week to really build the life that you want and to really become happy and fulfilled. Now, another thing that you can do to improve the questions that you ask yourself on a daily basis is to simply capture the ones that are running through your mind most frequently. You can either sit down and try to remember, which is pretty hard to do, or you can just keep a journal with you or a note on your phone or even a voice memo app. And yeah, you just open that up, jot down what's popping up in your mind, what questions are running there, and then you ask yourself, what would be a better variation of this? Or what can I change this to that would be more constructive and lead to better responses, which then better thinking leads to better action, which leads to better results. Really, it's all about aligning those three pieces. And the quicker that you can do that, the less suffering you have to go through, the less pain you have to really endure, and the more that you get to enjoy really the fruit of your labor, because it all comes from you thinking better. Once you think better, you work better, you perform better, and of course, you'll be happier and more satisfied because the effort that you're putting in is more fruitful. Question the loops that you're in right now and really ask yourself if this is the best that you can do. If you know that there's more in you, challenge your current patterns, shift them, improve them, and watch the growth just absolutely start to skyrocket. As always, I hope that you enjoy this one, and I'll catch you on the next one.